This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here. Another version, another week of information courtesy of the work done, the studious work done by Dr. Ken Kronhaus from his facility in Mondura, Florida. He runs Lake Cardiology down there, seeing people both in the office, and it's the telemedicine reality that he's also been touting. So we'll find out what's going on, the studies. We'll obviously have lots of conversation about the recommendations from various agencies. Ken likes to study all the empirical knowledge. A lot of the general and specific information that we talk about here comes out of the journals of medicine that Ken looks at every week. And so let's get down to business here, Ken.
I don't like empirical knowledge. I like factual knowledge.
Empirical, okay.
Sometimes that word's been around too much, empirical.
Empirical. All right. So let's cast that from our vocabulary. First overview is a study that looks into what happens to children who get the COVID-19 virus.
Well, this is some good news out of all this, and this comes out of the CDC this week. The first comprehensive tally of coronavirus infection in American children, it shows it's much less likely to cause severe illness. Children under the age of 18, they're far less likely to even be diagnosed with COVID-19 than adults. Although people under the age of 18 make up 22% of American population, Doug, they make up just 1.7% of cases recorded between this study, which was February 12th and April 2nd. Even if kids were made ill by coronavirus, that illness was typically mild. Just under 6% of kids with COVID-19 ended up in the hospital, compared to 10% of adults aged 18 to 64.
Okay, so they have a mild case, but that doesn't mean that they are going to, as they live their lives and be with their parents and their friends and whatever in school. If they just have mild symptoms, that doesn't mean that the people who might be exposed to the virus, who would get it, who are of different ages, might not have a severe case, right?
Exactly. The younger kids kissing grandma and grandpa may kill them.
My grandson calls me Gramps. Gramps, I love you. Let me kiss you. That was what we were concerned about. Remember, you and I talked about that because one of my grandson's classmates' father had a bad case of it, and the school learned about it on the Friday. I think it was March 18th. They closed the school down right after that, and there was a worry that Miles had, perhaps because he's been exposed, would he have it? So he had the test, and he didn't have it, but the test was almost worse than the outcome of 5 minutes of sticking that thing down your nose into your tonsils or wherever it goes. He was pretty scared, but he understood it after all of the work was said and done.
Hopefully there's going to be wide distribution of the Abbott test, which is a lot easier to go through, and it's a lot quicker. With less than 15 minutes, you'll know if you're positive or negative.
So how does that work? Just explain, if you don't mind, for a minute, how that testing works.
Well, two issues. You don't wait 2 to 7 days, and most people are on the far end with the current gold standard. And this test, you're positive within 5 minutes. You're within 13 to 15 minutes, you get the whole result back.
So right then and there.
Yes. So it's quick. It's done with, and it's not as aggressive. You just kind of roll around the nostril a little bit, and it's a few times, and it's just not as aggressive as the other test.
All right. So that's this, but it's conclusive, though. We need to underscore that.
It's called POS, point of service diagnostic, and in less than 15 minutes, you have the whole result back. And this is what we need. This needs to be widely distributed. I think they did about 50,000 yesterday of these kinds of tests. And once we have this test widely distributed, we're going to be able to make quick diagnosis, know who doesn't have active, and then coming soon in the next few weeks, widely distributed, will be an antibody test. So we'll be able to tell also who is actively infected and, more importantly, who's immune, who has natural immunity because they've been exposed in the past. You'll be able to tell if there's active infection or whether it was previous old infection. And those are the people we really want to know about, because as long as this virus is stable and doesn't mutate, and so far it looks like it is stable and it's not going to mutate, I hope it continues that way. But as long as that's true, if you've been exposed and developed immunity, IgG, I don't want to get into the weeds too much, but that's the antibody. It means you've had old infection. That's going to give you immunity to it, and you can go back to work. The Germans have been doing this from the beginning. They have the most experience with this, and the product actually from Germany is being hopefully distributed very soon here in America. And they give a little card to in Germany after you have the Ig antibody. You go back to work. You live your life. You're fine. Everything's good. And hopefully we're going to be doing that here, because we need, as soon as possible, when it's safe, to open up America.
We sure do, in lots of different ways. But the toll that it's taking, and the way that people are trying to be in denial about this in terms of tax revenue collections and things like that that are going to affect everything, it's pretty amazing. Oh, everything will be fine. We'll go back to normal. No, this is the new normal. That's a new term that we've used a lot in the last, 4 or 5 years.
What's the new normal?
The new normal is having fewer people in offices around the country because they can work from home. The new normal is that because tax revenues will be down 30 to 40, some cases 50%, the amount of services that are available.
Hopefully that's not going to be the new normal. When everybody goes back to work, I don't think that'll be the new normal, or things are going to be really.
But in the meantime,
right,
the toll that it's taken, at least in my area, they're talking about cutting budgets in Massachusetts and many communities because they don't have any revenue.
Because hopefully this is the temporary normal.
Well, the new normal isn't the virus. The new normal is the way you live your life, the way you have figured out how to do something better.
Once we have a vaccine, once we have antibody testing, this current state won't be the normal.
That's not what I'm referring to. I'm talking to about things that are that have come into our lives, not the virus necessarily, but the ancillary effect.
We're not collecting taxes because nobody's working right now.
Exactly.
Business, but we're going to get back once we get the antibody.
You're misunderstanding what I'm saying.
Business is going to get back. They're going to collect taxes, and Massachusetts is going to have tax money.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that people have figured out ways, hopefully, to stop wasting so much money when it comes to taxes
and the way cities are run.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
That they have to find a way to do it now because there isn't the money there. And once they find it, it's like office buildings. I wouldn't want to own an office building right now or even in the future, because now businesses are finding ways of... I know a lot of people who are working from home and they love it. Businesses love it. They can do their job. And so what do they need to go to the office for? You know, that kind of stuff. I think that's part of what will change. Do I think we all will go back to... will we have a normal life after COVID? Is there life after COVID-19? Yeah, of course there is. And it's not, by the way, it's not as bad as many of the other things that we've had to encounter as human beings over the centuries. I mean, certainly the Spanish flu of 1918 was a hell of a lot worse than this, although we didn't, have the news media to scare the hell out of everybody.
The flu of 2018 may have been as bad as this.
Yeah, right. And so far this year, I saw a number the other day, almost 23,000 people have died of the regular flu since the first of the year.
I mean, no death.
In America.
Right. No death is good, but now the numbers are
coming down.
The models, now it's down. It was 2.5 million a few weeks ago. Now it's down to maybe 60 to 80,000, and that's a very bad flu. A couple of years ago, the flu alone, we had, unfortunately, 60,000 American deaths. So it's beginning. And
perspective.
And who knows whether this will be further down as we act appropriately. But right now it's looking like just a really bad flu year.
Yep. All right. In a moment, we talk about some of the things that are going to help approvals and disapprovals from various government agencies as we continue here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from Lake Cardiology in Florida. Speaking of cardiology, many of the doctors, including Ken, will tell you that so many of the people who are dying have had underlying health conditions, that is being obese, having, the smoking and all the other things that are conditions that will make you vulnerable here. If you need to lose weight, if you're thinking to yourself, you know, now is the time. I'm eating better. I want to lose the weight. I want to keep it off. Then you should go to toploss.com and see this story of Calitrin. Calitrin is on, in terms of what goes on around the world, the best way to lose weight. There's no real, like, confrontation. You don't have to do a lot of exercising, although exercising is very good for you. It's a all-natural, stimulant-free, drug-free way to lose the weight and keep it off. Take four capsules every night before you go to bed and watch it do its work. And come on, you know, you're combining it, combining exercise, just walking, be busy. Keep your body moving. Calitrin is the natural and good for you, drug-free, stimulant-free way to lose weight. Been in business 24 years, so you know they have to be doing something right. If you buy three, you'll get three free. Buy 10, you get 10 free. That's the deal right now to help people get on the program and stay on it. Make sure you lose the weight. Toploss.com is where you get the info and are able to order. Use the code DJV to get the deal, as I've explained it. Buy up to three or more and get the equal number of free. After you've purchased three, you get three free. As I said, 10, you want to buy 100? Good. You get 100 free. It's also using the DJV code, the way to save without having to pay shipping costs as well. All of this available right now at toploss.com.
Do you know you might be overpaying for your Medicare supplement plan? Do you get lost in an alphabet maze of plans like A, B, C, D, and G, F? Would you like help getting out of the maze and finding the very best plan for you? We are experienced Medigap agents at Health IQ, and we are on a mission to give people like you fair and square Medigap rates. Health IQ is the only insurance agency that rewards seniors proactively working on their health, like eating right and exercising. You don't have to be an athlete to save money. We reward healthy lifestyles of all kinds. Do you take your vitamins and supplements? Do you stay active and in the know about things that impact your health? If so, you could save money with Health IQ. Let us help you take care of your Medicare supplement needs. To see if you qualify for exclusive savings on Medicare supplement insurance, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. To start saving, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. That's healthiq.com/Medigap.
Health IQ is an agency offering plans from different insurance carriers. No government or Medicare affiliation. Coverage and special rates not available in all counties or cases.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scout's Triple Action today.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Continuing on now with Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. If you are interested in taking advantage of now this telehealth thing becoming the real thing, it may be easier for you to reach out to Dr. Ken. A lot of people, after they listen to him on the radio, think, wow, this would be a great way for me to get confirmation on something that you're concerned about or whatever it is. Call his office at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. That number again for Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. Staff is fabulous. You'll love having the exchange. And Ken's kind of getting into this new telemedicine thing, so you may be on the beginning, the edge, the cutting edge of that. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Stephanie with Dr. Ken.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen going through some of the studies, the information as it applies certainly mostly to the coronavirus. So the FDA has approved a generic asthma inhaler. So what would that have been used for? Obviously for asthma, but how does this break down, Ken?
Well, some more good news that's come out unexpectedly from the virus. Doug, it's the first generic albuterol inhaler in the United States. It was approved this week by the FDA in response to inhaler shortages caused by the coronavirus pandemic. The inhalers are widely used by people with asthma, but it becomes more difficult to get these things because they're being used to treat patients with COVID-19.
All right, so the DEA has also addressed the drug shortages, upping the production allowable, production limits, if you will, on some of these certain medications. I'm asking you.
The FDA,
you,
I think you mean.
Oh, okay, maybe the FDA. Yeah. Drug Enforcement Administration is in on this too, apparently, because of the excesses from prior production of fentanyl and morphine.
Well, that they're involved in.
And something called hydromorphone. I don't even know what that is.
That's synthetic narcotic.
Okay. So is that used for colds and coughs to kind of quell them?
Well,
so what is all this stuff?
Sometimes narcotics are used, codeine, for a very severe cough, but that's not first resort, and that's only by prescription.
Uh-huh. So cough medicine, cold medicine, the stuff that they have in it, like codeine and ephedrine and some of these other things, are included in this directive approving increases necessary for people using ventilators. I didn't know. So ventilators would be something, even if you didn't have the COVID-19, if you had a serious sort of lung disease, you'd need the inhaler, right?
If you're on a ventilator, you need it all. So there shouldn't, so I'm not sure I know where you're going with this. The treatment's a lot different than people over the counter who have a cough at home.
Well, apparently, from what I'm understanding here, the demand for drugs like these is on the rise.
Yes, because a lot more people are on the ventilator because of COVID, but normally we would need these for other people who are on ventilators. I mean,
right.
There's a steady state always of people who need mechanical ventilation.
Right.
And there's a steady state need of these drugs that are associated with people who are in respiratory distress. Mm-hmm. But what's going on right now is that obviously there's a huge blip uptick in the number of people who need these kinds of treatments.
One of the things you and I have been consistently talking about since we first discovered this, what, about 3 weeks ago, it was a Saturday, and I sent you a note and said, what's the story with Z-Pak and the drug that's used to fight malaria? And so now the U.S. Center for Disease Control has switched its guidance on this stuff, and of course everybody wants to take a shot at Trump. I don't get that, but you know, that's the way the news media is. So they're not using it at all as a suggested remedy. It kind of infuriated me when I saw that. Doesn't that make you pretty angry? It makes me angry.
I'm not sure I know what you're looking at, but all I can tell you is how sad it is that politics has gotten in the way of good health care. And it's just disappointing. I mean, any doctor who makes any good comment about that combination gets bashed and trashed in the media.
Right. This is the USA Today story. The question was asked of a doctor about the stuff that treats malaria. Will it work against coronavirus? And according to the USA, it says experts say the side effects are. Well, who the hell are the experts? I want to dig more into this. Hold on a second. Okay. We're going to pause. We'll come back next half hour with Dr. Ken continuing on here.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Coronavirus cases are starting to decrease, and Dr. Anthony Fauci of the Coronavirus Task Force says that's good news.
Although this was a bad week, we're starting to see a plateauing and a turning around of the curve in New York. If that steeply goes down the way we predict it will, once you get over that hump, then that's really good news from the standpoint of being able to take a look now at New York and how we could start maybe getting back to some form of normality.
Dr. Fauci on Fox. President Trump says he plans to announce what he called an Opening Our Country Council on Tuesday, comprised of business leaders and doctors, that will determine how to reopen the U.S. economy.
In the midst of grief and pain, we're seeing clear signs that our aggressive strategy is saving countless lives.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're continuing now. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. He practices his cardiological information and help for people, late cardiology down in Mondura, Florida. So I want to go back to this business about the Food and Drug Administration basically ignoring what a lot of doctors like you have said, doctors who've had experience in the country and outside of the country. Dr. Oz is one of these people that has on his program and elsewhere talked about this. I think even Sanjay Gupta, some of these other people have said, yeah, this is good. There are exceptions.
Dr. Gupta has not said that.
But I thought he said that it was.
But wait a second. Let's just clarify what you're saying, because actually the FDA has approved the use of hydroxychloroquine and using it with a Z-Pak for the virus as long as it's up to the discussion between the doctor and the patient. And the former head of the FDA criticized the current head of the FDA for even doing that. So it's mind-boggling to me how politics has gotten involved in this, because there are facts. I have given you the link to the Marseille, the medical school in Marseille, the infectious disease group, a world famous group of doctors who were put together to do research on new and old drugs against new and old bugs. And this Marseille, France group, they have statistics and they publish them every single day, and they're up to over 2,200 patients, and they have it at the moment
in this one place.
Yes, only 10 deaths. So they have a survival using these two drugs of 99.5%. 99.5% survival in people diagnosed with it in their hospital.
This is not coming from the FDA. This is coming from the Center for Disease Control.
No. This is coming from a research hospital in Marseille, France.
No. I'm talking about the fact that the Center for Disease Control has dropped any reference to these drugs.
Correct.
Yeah. And that's what the outrage is. That's
correct.
A travesty.
It's
outrageous.
And try and be a physician advocating for this, you get bashed by the media. Trashed.
Yeah. What a world we live in. That's one of the things. And this is what I was talking about in the last half hour, talking about the New World Order or what needs to change. That's one of the things that needs to change. Wow.
And you deal in fact. I ask it, you know, this is not an opinion. And I just wish that the politics could get out of this. If you look at the data from the Marseille, France, it's in real time. They show number of patients diagnosed, number of patients treated with the combination, and then number of patients who died. It's in real time. It's from the Marseille, France medical school, the Department of Infectious Disease. They're real time data. So it's not like somebody has an opinion. These are facts. And, you know, and when you have over 2,000 patients, that's a case study. And that group feels it's immoral to do a controlled, randomized controlled study.
Why people die.
They feel it's unethical. You know, tetanus never had a randomized controlled study. Dr. Fauci, who loves randomized controlled studies, as do I when we're in peacetime science. He is well known for Wegener's granulomatosis, and that never went through randomized controlled.
What is that? I don't even know what that is.
It's a rare lung disease that he received a lot of fame for developing the treatment for it in the 1970s and 80s. But that was developed by a case study getting like we have now over 2,000 patients in Marseille. That is not empiric. You know, when we had initially six patients and all six got better, one could say it's empiric, but over 2,000 patients is not empiric. That's what we call a case study, and you have historical controls. You don't have the elegant randomized controlled study because the Marseille group feels that that's unethical, and their established world renowned infectious disease doctor team, who are up to the point before they started advocating for hydroxychloroquine, were considered among the smartest, best mainstream infectious disease researchers in the world. And this has just become so political, it's so sad.
It's ridiculous. It really is. And that's part of the stuff that I hope changes in the new world, the new normal, Ken. That's one of the things I was referring to earlier on.
All right, coming up later on. I'd like to see your pathway to get that to that point.
Yeah, well, we can hope, can't we? We can hope. All right, one of the other things that has been studied this week is who's going back to work, under what circumstances. So this, sort of refers to the curve, I suppose, where things are getting better. So how does that happen? How does it work?
This is also some good news. The CDC has issued new guidance saying essential workers who have been exposed to COVID-19 can return to work if they're asymptomatic. Workers can return to work if they take their temperature before working, wear a face mask at all times, and practice social distancing in the workplace. These are individuals that have been within 6 feet of a confirmed case or a suspected case, so that they can, under certain circumstances, go back to work if they are asymptomatic. Employees, they should stay home if they are sick, avoid sharing objects that touch their faces, and refrain from congregating in lunchrooms, break rooms, and other crowded spaces. So if you're feeling without symptoms, you can go in. If you're feeling sick, stay home.
So one wonders what this will do for the number of people applying for unemployment. If you can go back to work, you don't need unemployment. So maybe that'll affect positively some of those numbers, although some of the numbers depend on whether companies have just gone out of business or closed down. But if more people can go back to work, that's much better for everybody all the way around. We're not saying that everybody gets in their car and drives to work. We're just saying to follow the directions, the guidance, if you will.
These are essential workers. These are like doctors and nurses,
right?
People who are needed right now, frontline workers. This CDC work is just for essential workers.
So here's one of those things. I was talking earlier about truckers and the truckers on the road and what they've experienced, especially the independent truckers who carry the tractor belongs to them. The box behind it doesn't. They're hiring, they're hired out to move a product in a truck from one place to another. And I was, I looked at the story of a fellow who had three trucks. He and his two sons travel around the country, and they have never been as busy. People have been trying to bribe them. And I just wonder how hell, you know, three times, we'll pay you three times as much to get this box from here to there. So one wonders in all the truck stops or places where they congregate, you know, most of the time they're by themselves in the truck driving, but you got to wonder, you know, what sort of exposure they have maybe to these things as a certain nuanced sector of the working public that continues to work.
They have no more or less, and they just have to maintain to the best of their ability, also the social distancing, and they can function as a truck driver because most of them are probably alone.
Yeah, right. That's what I was thinking.
So I think they are vital. We need them, and I think they're probably pretty well protected.
Yeah, I hope so. Hope that's the case. Good for them. Continuing on now, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, our focus on the backlog that has taken place in medicine. We'll talk about that in a moment. First, I want to have you understand how wonderfully well the folks at MyPillow are working to meet your needs, not only when it comes to pillows and supplies like that for your bedroom, but for the masks. The folks there are making, you may have seen the story about Mike Lindell going to the White House, and one of the reasons the president brought him there is because his factory was among many in the country that have changed what they were doing in regular times to making things like these masks for hospitals. By the way, I still can't find one. I know you can buy them online, but I haven't found one locally here at all for love nor money. So thanks to the folks at MyPillow. You're thinking about that perhaps when you think about buying your next pillow. Maybe that makes a difference. Maybe it doesn't. One of the things that makes a difference, or maybe it doesn't, is the fact they've cut the price by 2/3 on all the things at the MyPillow catalog. One of the things that I think does make a big difference is the fact you can wash and dry these pillows as much as you want. Covered by a 10-year warranty. The standard queen platinum pillow, usually $69.99, now $24.99. That's the 66% discount you get using the promo code DJV when you're shopping online at MyPillow.com. All kinds of things. You can save money on everything there. All the other products, use the promo code. Go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV when you check out.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. This weekend, our continuing focus, for the most part, on the coronavirus business, Ken's personal connection to the research and how it be for him and me. I agree 100% with him about the way this is being handled. The politics of medicine, ridiculous. Now, if there are people who have wanted to have or needed to have surgery, let's say a hip replacement, or maybe there's a heart surgery that was necessary, or maybe there's elective surgery. The healthcare system in general has had to sort of ignore all of that because everything is a focus on the virus. So what is going to happen when this is all over? We go back to whatever the new normal is. Are we going to be able to go right to the hospital and right to the doctor and get done what we needed to do? Or is there going to be a wait for a long time to get some of this stuff done?
Well, it depends how comfortable people feel about going back to the hospital. But right now, there's all elective surgeries being put off. In Florida, usually the hospitals are 88% full statewide. They're right now in the 60% level filled.
Really?
statewide. Because there's no elective operations being done. If you're a plastic surgeon right now, you're not working, doing much. Right after this gets done, there is going to be a big demand. Also, people who might need things looked at are uneasy about coming to the hospital, coming to the doctor's office. You know, you've been having a pain in your abdomen, and it should be looked at. There are people who are uneasy, and there are other people who want to get even more attention because they're uneasy about not having everything tip-top because they know they're at risk, so they want to be in the office seeing us. So there's a wide range of people who are petrified to get into near the doctor or the hospital. There's a range of people who want to get in more often. People using telehealth, which is wonderful, and I hope that doesn't get taken away from us after all this goes away.
That's a new normal, too.
I hope it stays because it works under certain circumstances. You know, you can imagine for the psychiatrist, it works wonderfully. In cardiology, it works for some things, but we do a lot of things hands-on, so it's you can't do
testing. The machines that you need,
right.
That sort of thing.
But you can get something done with it. You can see the patient. You can see them breathe. You can see how what they look like, the color of their skin, the color of their membranes. So there are a lot of things. You can look at their ankles. There's some things you can do telehealth. It's a very useful tool, and it's working.
Mm. What happens with your ankles? My left ankle is swollen. What does that mean?
Well, it can mean just one of them? Are we doing your telehealth?
Yeah, just
well,
me.
Well, maybe
we
need to look at it over. But, I mean, you've had, it can mean either a blood clot, it can mean venous insufficiency, it can mean you've had some trauma to the area.
Yeah, I've had trauma. Remember you said you thought I had venous insufficiency.
But that's an old problem for you. That's not new. I mean, the big difference is whether it's new or not.
All right, coming up next here on Good Day Health, questions for Dr. Kent as we continue here on Good Day Health. It's 50 minutes past the hour.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law. So I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com or call 833-TOP-WOSS.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Let's get to questions for Dr. Ken, a weekly feature. A lot of people have questions. Some of them have to do with the coronavirus. Some of them don't. Well, here's a question. The coronavirus question is about dogs and cats. Can my cat be contagious? Should I be doing something to disinfect my cat or my dog?
Great question. First, what we know at the moment is humans can give it to cats. Humans cannot give it to dogs, and dogs really? And cats cannot give it to humans. However, the way you have to be careful is the virus can be living on their surface, in the fur, in their skin. So if you touch your pet, you really have to wash your hands really well before you start touching anywhere near your face.
All right, so that's for dogs, cats. Would you say any other animals? People have a lot of different kinds
exactly.
of pets.
Exactly. Any of the animals, when you handle them, because I think the virus can live on their surface.
Yeah. What do you make of that from the zoo? It was in New York. One of the zoos had a lion or a tiger that came down with a coronavirus. Did
right.
you see that?
Right. The cat family, it can pass from humans to cats.
Really?
And that's the cat family.
Wow, isn't that interesting? All right, next question. Should I be disinfecting my groceries?
Good question. And, you know, obviously you don't want to spray your apples with Lysol and then eat them.
That's probably good advice.
But,
yeah.
But, you know, the ones that you can, it wouldn't be a bad idea. You know, it might not be a bad idea to leave them out for a few days, seal them up in a plastic bag if you can, but leave them out. But if you do deal with them, just wash your hands. That's the most important point.
Yep, that's the skin of an orange, things like that.
Wash your hands.
Yeah, right. All right, there's a report that black people are dying from the coronavirus at much higher rates in cities across the country. Is that true?
Unfortunately, it is, and this is a hot button. I don't want to get in trouble here, but the reason that people are writing that this may be true is just because of the problems of obesity in the community and untreated high blood pressure and diabetes. But diabetes, yeah. High blood pressure, and obesity, which unfortunately is prevalent in the African-American community, are huge risk factors. Obesity seems to be the biggest risk factor for getting the aggressive, severe form of this virus.
Yeah. All right. Why do you suppose, Dr. Ken, we have a lot of info out of China, but we don't have much out of Russia? I even said on the air, this is coming back to me, what's the story? Where are the reports from Russia? I haven't seen any reports from Russia. Anybody see any reports from Russia?
All you see from Russia, and that's a good observation, I have thought about the same thing, all you see from Russia is that they're not very much affected. And you know, whether it's true or not, I guess time will only tell us. But that's what we're hearing. Who knows why?
All right. A number of aircraft carriers, the Nimitz becomes the latest one, with COVID-19 cases. We've all heard the story. I think it was the Thomas Jefferson or one of those aircraft carriers that the ship was loaded with it. And the captain was relieved of command because he complained to his superiors that they weren't taking care of the soldiers, which seems to be kind of a kick in the butt. But are people, I mean, does this go back to the same sort of thing that happens on a cruise ship, that you're confined? So you're liable if it's there, you're going to get it and it'll spread quickly?
Of course. It's a very contagious virus, more so than the flu. And, you know, you're close up in tight quarters, it just puts you at risk. And that's why we need a vaccine ASAP, but it's not going to occur ASAP because we have to test for safety. But once we have the vaccine, it won't be an issue. Once we have antibody testing, we'll know who has natural immunity. And once we have quick testing, we'll know who has it so we can get them quarantined and away from everybody.
All right, you got a list of immune system enhancers. We got about 40 seconds here. You want to go through the immune system, how it keeps you in top shape? What do we do?
All right, exercise. It provides cardiovascular benefits and reduces stress. Eating right. Here's the foods. Green leafy vegetables, citrus fruits, nuts, berries, fish, whole grains, foods rich in vitamins A, C, and E. And don't forget the garlic and getting enough rest, 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night.
Garlic. That's the first time I've heard that. All right, so garlic is good. Write that down, folks, and circle it. You can get all kinds. You can get garlic in a raw form. The capsules you can get it from. That's very interesting. All right, Ken, great job. Dr. Ken Kronos here asking and answering your questions here. I'm Doug Steffen.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.